You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now, here is Pastor Deo Gentry.
It's time to break out, everybody. Welcome this morning to Breakout Radio Church. And we are broadcasting live, of course, from our ministry center here in Austin, Texas. And Gene and I want to welcome all of you church members and those of you that may be visiting Breakout Radio Church today. Welcome.
Good morning, Breakout family. We're so thankful for all of you today.
Yes, we really are. It's good to have you listening with us today and joining us today here at Breakout Radio Church. Gene, it's a wonderful day, isn't it?
Yes, it's going to be a great day today at Breakout Radio Church.
Well, here in Austin, it's a cloudy, rainy day, but we know the sun is shining, and we are very, very thankful for all of you that are part of Breakout Radio Church. We're excited. God's given me a special message. And, of course, you know that Breakout Radio Church is a church without walls, comprised of members in many different geographical locations across America and around the world, responding to Jesus' command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Of course, we're a house of prayer for all nations. So these are exciting days, aren't they, Gene?
Yes.
We never heard of a radio church, but here we are doing it. I'm sure somebody else is doing it, but you know, we're still pioneering. We've been going now for about 2.5 years, and we're still pioneering, right?
Yes, still pioneering.
Pioneering, and love you, Gene. We've been in ministry now for over we've been preaching the gospel for 52 years, and 57 years of marriage. Well, we're gonna pray today. And then we're going to have some praise and worship. And I want us to pray for some of our members today. Of course, we're praying for Anita Rogers for her miracle. We're praying for Colton and Logan Morgan, who are the grandsons of Matthew and Tammy Logan. The miracles happened. They're back home. They're still both in wheelchairs, but they're talking and recovering. And so, what a miracle that is. We need to pray for rain in so many, many parts of...
Yes, we need rain. All these fires in California.
Yeah, we...
Desperate for rain.
All of you members out in California, we're praying for you.
Yes, we are.
We know the fires are causing devastation there. So let's pray for California. Our church members are in California.
Yes.
We need to pray for... children, grandchildren that are starting to school, and that you will make good choices concerning sending your kids, your grandkids to school. It's very, very important. And of course, we need to pray for our President Donald J. Trump and he and his family. Father, we just set ourselves in agreement today, Gene and I, and members of Breakout Radio Church. Your will be done here in the service today. I pray that you would anoint the praise and worship, anoint me to preach. And I pray that you would anoint ears to hear and eyes to see, hearts to receive of people that are attending Breakout Radio Church today. And we pray for Anita Rogers, Logan and Colton Morgan, Roy and Bonnie Beard, members of our church that need special prayer. We pray for rain, and we pray for rain in California and rain across America. It's been very dry in so many parts of America. We pray for those in California that are under threat of fire, those who have suffered. We pray for our president and his family. And, of course, we continue to pray for revivals in America, another spiritual awakening.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Gene. Well, thank you all of you that have joined us in prayer. And we're going to have Michael W. Smith's going to come, and we're going to praise and worship him. So here we go. Going to be a wonderful day here at Breakout Radio Church.
My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music.
I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth.
Sing praise.
Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we praise you and honor you today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we praise you and honor you today and magnify you. Come. Come on, church, exalt his name with me today. Lord, we bless you and honor you and praise you and magnify your name, O God. You are an awesome God. You're a mighty God. Hallelujah. We're grateful today for all of your blessings. Hallelujah. Forever you are faithful. Forever, forever you are with us, Lord. We are so thankful and grateful today. We come into your house with thanksgiving. Through the gates of thanksgiving, into the courts of praise, and we honor you today. Hallelujah. We bless you. Come magnify the Lord with me, church. Let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. 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 We bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. We magnify you. We glorify you. We honor you. Lord, may you be high and lifted up at Breakout Radio Church today. Jesus, may you be high and lifted up. May you be exalted. May we decrease, but may you increase today. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of John, chapter 10. I'm going to read a familiar verse of Scripture. Here's what it says, John 10 and 10. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. What did he say? He said, the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and destroy. So Satan, he's out to steal and kill and destroy everything that is near and dear to your heart. I sent this prophetic word out on July 7th. I've been sending prophetic words out as a prophetic voice to this nation and nations of the world. I've been sending these prophetic words out on a regular basis since 1990. And here's the word that I sent out on July 7th, just last month. Here's the word that I sent. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, resist. Believers are now in the greatest season of spiritual warfare that we've ever encountered. Satan has come down in great wrath, knowing that his time is short. He's come to steal, kill, and destroy our marriage, our children, our finances, and everything we have worked for. He knows the church is too strong, so he has come to pick Christians off one at a time. He cannot read our thoughts, but he is watching every move we make, every step we take, making a list of what we watch, where we go, what we listen to, what we're attracted to, making a list and sharing it with his angels, his demons, to bring destruction. Only those who will submit themselves to God and engage in resistance will continue to live overcoming lives. We must understand the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, remembering that his mercies are new every morning. Unquote. So how do we respond to this prophetic word? What is the key word? The key word is resist. Here's what James, the brother of John, had to say concerning resistance. In James chapter 4, he said, where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, or you do not ask specifically, that you may spend it on your own pleasures. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scriptures say in vain, the Spirit who dwells in us yearns jealousy, but he gives more grace? Therefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, listen to these words, therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. What did he say? Resist the devil. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That sounds like spiritual warfare. Well, I believe it is. I know it is. You know, when Donald Trump first took office last year, I heard the Holy Spirit say these words: "The storm is over, but the war has just begun." And we are in a major battle today. There is a war against us, but I hear the Holy Spirit saying from his word, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us. But there's wars going on. Here's what it says. Listen to these words recorded in Revelation chapter 12. He said, "Then there was war in heaven. Michael and the angels under his command fought the dragon, his host of fallen angels. And the dragon lost the battle and was forced from heaven. This great dragon, the ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, the one deceiving the whole world, was thrown down onto the earth with all of his army. Then I heard a loud voice shouting across the heavens, 'It has happened at last. God's salvation and the power and the rule and the authority of his Christ are finally here. For the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down from heaven onto earth. He accused them day and night before God.' So they defeated him." How did they defeat him? "They defeated him with the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony." This is very interesting. You know, we talk a lot about preaching at Breakout Radio Church and bpnradio.com, but your testimony is so powerful. One of the ways that we defeat Satan is we begin to share our testimony with other people, however we can. Put it wherever you can. Declare it wherever you can, because that is one of the ways that you are victorious, by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, and by your testimony. And so today we know that we are we're having attacks as never before in the church and in our families, in our businesses, with our children, our home. But we know that we have a solution. There is a remedy. Here's what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in high places, in heavenly places. Therefore," what do? "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand." Stand therefore. Don't get off of your crying chair. "Stand therefore, having having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with you, which will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to the end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints." Wow. He said that I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. So we know the Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So when Satan comes, the Bible said we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So you cannot fight Satan with natural means, with practical means. But we know that we are in a spiritual warfare, so we use our spiritual weapons. And so, you know, the Bible said be strong in the power of his might. So, you know, I know that we are in a spiritual battle. I mean, this past week I had a young man from Florida who works as a part of a major ministry that is helping people get free from pornography. And he was telling me that 68% of all believers in the church are now watching pornography on a regular basis, 35% of all women. And so, wow, we are in a spiritual war. particularly against the sexual wars. And what did he say in 1 Corinthians chapter 6? He said, we are to flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and who you are not your own, for you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body, in your spirit, which are God's. For what did he say? For sexual sin is never right. Our bodies were not made for that, but for the Lord. And the Lord wants to fill our bodies with himself. That's what he said. And God is going to raise our bodies from the dead by his power, just as he raised up the Lord Jesus. Don't you realize that your bodies are actually parts and members of Christ? He said, so why should I take part of Christ and join him to a prostitute? Never. And don't you know that if a man joins himself to a prostitute, she becomes a part of him, he becomes a part of her. For God tells us in the scripture, in his sight, the two people become one. That's why he said, I want you to run from sex sin. No other sin affects the body as this one does. What am I talking about? I'm talking about spiritual warfare that is going on. But we have the weapons in order to resist, I'm talking about resist, these attacks that come from Satan. Gene and I, we had a wonderful, we took most of July off, preached a couple of times. You're on bpnradio.com, but we took most of July off, and we spent time enjoying each other, having extra time. Just to spend time with one another. We also took time to rest. I rested my voice. I'd been coughing for several weeks, but my voice got rested, and after a couple of weeks, I quit coughing. And then I enjoyed reading. And I remember that as I started reading on my back patio, in the cool of the shade there, a gigantic wasp become to try to attack me and build a nest right where I was trying to read. And so I was not looking for a fight, but I was ready for a fight. So the next day I thought, I'm not going to let this wasp run me out of my resting place. I'm not going to let him set up build a nest here, because last year he built a nest under our grill, didn't even realize it, and pretty soon it was really big. It took a lot to get rid of him. You know, Satan wants to come and build a stronghold in your life, and it will start with just a small thing, but if you do not war against him, if you do not use your weapons, then he will come and build a major stronghold in your life. So Gene was laughing at me the next day when I went and got the broom, I got the fly swatter, and I got some wasp spray. She said, Dale, what are you doing with that broom and that fly swatter? I said, and I got the spray out. I said, when that wasp comes to try to build his nest, I am going to fight back. I am going to resist him. So pretty soon, I heard him buzzing around. I knew the attack had come, but I had the weapons. I had the broom and the fly swatter and the wasp spray in order to defend myself, resist his attack, and run him off. And pretty soon I was just having a very restful July because of I had resisted. That's what happens with you. The devil comes to bring destruction to your life. And, I didn't go out I didn't go out looking for a wasp. I didn't go around my house saying, I'm going to try to stir up a fight with these wasps. No, I didn't do that. But when he came to attack me, then I was ready. I resisted. The Bible said, resist, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And so that's why we need to put on the whole armor of God. That's why we need to use scriptures. That's why we need to use the name of Jesus. The Bible said, for God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth. And so we know that Satan is not in hell right now. He is on the earth. He and his demons, and they have come to bring destruction to every Christian, every believer that has accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. So wars will come, fights will come, attacks will come. But what do? We resist. And Gene and I, over the years, we've not been in the ministry preaching the gospel for 52 years without any attacks. We know what spiritual warfare is. When Gene was diagnosed with cancer, we knew that it was not just a physical battle. She went to the doctor and got some x-rays and got some tests run. But we knew we were in a spiritual battle, and so we used spiritual weapons. We came aside and began to pray and to fast and to read the scripture and have other people praying. We used the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. We knew we were in a spiritual warfare for her life, and we resisted. And we've learned over the years that we have to resist. I remember when our oldest granddaughter, Brittany, who's now on bpnradio.com, every night from midnight till 5 a.m. Central Time, when she was about to be born, Gene flew out to California. I was in a revival, 16-week revival in Oklahoma City, and she went out there, and they should have done a C-section, but they didn't. And my granddaughter, Brittany, almost died there in the birth canal. But we were doing spiritual warfare, and Jean was calling on the name of the Lord, and those around her were calling on the name of Jesus. We knew that there she called me, and I began to pray and have others to pray. It was no time for cave, sarah, whatever will be. We were in a spiritual war, a battle for our spirit, for our first granddaughter, and we knew that we had to war. Today, she's alive and well, but it came because we resisted the death report, because the nurse said to my daughter, "You're gonna have to give one more push, and this is it." And so, but we know it was not only the push that was involved; there was a resistance in the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah, and we prevailed. Our oldest grandson. My daughter called Gene and I and said, "I've been to the doctor, and the doctor says that the baby inside of me is dead. He told me to come back in 3 days and have some treatments." Said, "The baby's dead. He's going to remove the fetus." I said, no. I said, "Let's pray." And so Gene and I immediately, I remember, went into our bedroom, put our helmet of salvation on, our breastplate of righteousness, our belt of truth, our shoes of peace, our shield of faith, our sword of the Spirit, praying in the Spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost, using the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus, and declaring by our testimony, by the word of the Lord. You know, Paul said we do battle by our prophecy or by our word. So we had the word that our oldest grandson was going to be a mighty man of God. And so we begin to resist. We begin to resist the devil. We begin to resist this attack of the enemy. And we declared that our oldest grandson will not die, but he will live and proclaim the word of the Lord. And today Jordan is almost 23 years old in November. He is alive and well. She went back to the doctor, and the doctor said, "Yes, I do believe there is a heartbeat." One of our grandsons, Hunter, our daughter-in-law, Ruth, she got a report from the doctor that he would probably be a Down syndrome baby, and she needed to have an abortion. And so we said no, and Gene and I, once again, we began to do spiritual warfare using the spiritual armor. We began to resist this word from the doctor. You know, there is no word higher than the word of God, and we declared that our grandson Hunter was going to be a mighty man of God. And today he is he'd be 20 years old this month, doing a great job, a manager of a of a store, and he's mighty, 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 and he's very healthy. He was very healthy. No sign of any Down syndrome. But what I'm saying is Satan will come to bring destruction. He will bring destruction. There's some of you that are under attack today. Your marriage is under attack. Your health is under attack. Your sons and daughters are under attack. Your finances are under attack. Your job, your business, your church, your neighborhood, whatever it may be, there is a war going on. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. And we are not to fear, for God, the Bible said, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. And so the devil has come to bring destruction, to steal and to kill and to destroy everything that is near and dear to our lives. So we don't go looking for a fight. There's a lot of people that are always doing spiritual warfare, and there's no fight going on. There's no attack going on. They're just trying to always be in, trying to do spiritual warfare and binding and loosing Satan when there's no attack. When there's no attack, you rest and pray and seek the face of God. But when the attack comes, and you know when it is, you hear that wasp buzzing around. I want to tell you that the wasp cannot come without the buzz. I'm telling you, can't come. You know when he's around. And so that's the way it is with the attack from Satan. You know when Satan comes. How do you know? Because you know that you are under attack. But I'm saying again that we walk not in the flesh, and we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God through the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. And so when he comes, we use the name of Jesus, we use the blood of Jesus, and we use the word. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 4, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, that's natural bread, but by every word, that is that word is rhema in the Greek, but by every rhema word that proceeds from the mouth of God. How did Jesus resist when the devil came? He said, it is written. So in the name of Jesus, we begin to declare, it is written. It is written. What did Jesus say? It is written. Man shall not live by bread alone. What did Jesus say? He used the word when the devil said, jump off the roof. He said, I'm not going to do this foolish test. And why did he finally say, get out of here, Satan? So that's what we have to do. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6, do not let sin control your puny body any longer. Do not give in to sinful desires. Resist, 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 resist. And so Ephesians chapter 2 said, let God work his will in you. Yell a loud no to the devil and watch him scamper. Say a quiet yes to God and he'll be there in no time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so God is at work. He is at work. And we know that when he comes, we resist. I remember quite a few years ago where Gene and I were leading a church in Oklahoma. I got this phone call in the middle of the night, and there was a lady's voice crying so profusely and loud, I couldn't even determine who it was. And finally, when she told me who it was, I said, what has happened? She said, Pastor, my husband has left me for another woman. And they had four children. I knew that this couple was under attack. So I said, Gene and I will be right over. So we went there in the middle of the night and prayed for this young lady whose husband had left with another woman. He'd gotten, he just left, told her he was leaving. And we prayed with her. And then we began to do some spiritual warfare, declaring, Satan, you're not going to steal this man out of our church. You're not going to steal this husband. You're not going to steal this father. And we are going to resist this attack. When the enemy comes, you must resist. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Some of you that are attending Breakout Radio Church today, you are under attack. And you got to know that when the attack comes, when you hear the wasp buzzing around, you got to get your weapons out, because the weapons are not carnal. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And so we begin to do spiritual warfare, putting on our whole armor of God, saying, Satan, you're not going to steal this man out of our church. You're not going to steal this husband. You're not going to steal this father. And so one morning she called me and said, Pastor, my husband called. I said to her one day, I said, now he'll come and get his clothes and especially his boots. He loved his boots. And he'll come back and get his clothes. When he does, you let me know and I'll come over. So one morning she called and said, my husband called, said he's coming to get his clothes. I said, I'll be right over. And when he got there, I was already there. I was sitting on the sofa. And he looked at me, did not say a word. And he went into the bedroom and got two handfuls of clothes. And when he started coming back, I went to the door and I placed myself between him and the door. And I said, you're not going to do that. You're not going to do this. He looked at me with great anger. Now, this guy was a big guy. He'd spent time in prison because he almost killed a guy with his hands. And he looked at me and said to me, he said, Preacher, didn't call me Pastor this time. He'd always been calling me Pastor. But he said to me, Preacher, you better get out of my way, because if you don't, I'm going to hurt you, and I'm going to hurt you bad. And I was saying on the inside when I looked at him, God, if you've ever helped me, you better help me now. Because I knew that this man could really, really injure me, could really hurt me. But I knew that more than in a physical confrontation, I was in a spiritual warfare. And I had to resist this attack of Satan, because I knew that this family was under my watch. A pastor is a watchman for his congregation. They are watchmen for their congregation, and they must go to war when they see anybody in their church being stolen. And I knew this was a major attack. If I let it go, then there would be attack on other marriages in the church. So I stood there, and I was praying on the inside. I'd been praying, and I stood there refusing to listen to his words of fear. You know, the devil will try to intimidate you. He will try to make you dread. He will try to make you fearful. He will tell you everything that he's going to do. That's what Goliath said when he came against David. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to take your head off. I'm going to destroy you, boy. I'm going to tear you from limb to limb. But David, he responded. He said, no, that's what I'm going to do to you. And he said that I'm strong. And he said, this day I'm going to take your head off. And he began to tell Goliath what he was going to do to him. He knew that he was not in a physical battle. He had tried to use Saul's armor, but it did not work, because those were physical weapons. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And David knew that he had to take his spiritual weapons. And in the name of the Lord, he said, you come to me with sticks and stones, with spears. He said, you come to me with spears and shield and all of those weapons, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That name which is above every name, in the name of the Lord. And so David, the Bible said that David prevailed that day, and there was great victory in the house. And so, because David resisted the words and the fear-mongering of the great big giant. And today, I want you to declare that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So I stood against that man that was about to leave his wife and his four children, and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost came into that room. He fell down on his knees. The two handfuls of clothes went everywhere. He was weeping and crying. That man that was so angry a few seconds before and was threatening to hurt his pastor, the preacher of the congregation. He was on his knees, weeping and crying and wailing and saying, "Oh God, forgive me." And soon he was over with his wife, and he was had his arms around her, and he was saying, "Please forgive me. What was I ever doing?" You know, the devil will cause people to do things that are unthinkable. And he was repenting to God and repenting to his wife. And she forgave him. They got back together. And before too long, he was preaching the gospel. The last thing I heard about him, he was still preaching the gospel. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that God is at work. Is at work. And if you are under attack today, you must learn how to resist. When the wasp comes, when the sound of the enemy comes, you must not submit. God will give you victory over every temptation. There is no temptation that he will not deliver you from. The Lord knows how to deliver every believer from every temptation that comes our way. And so you must understand that God wants to deliver you from all of these temptations today. He knows how to deliver. He knows how to deliver his people out of every temptation. Hallelujah. And so today, you must resist. And you must know that when you begin to praise God and when you begin to magnify God and glorify God, that attracts not only God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, but it also attracts angels who've come to fight with you. And you, I want you to know today that you are surrounded by warring angels, protective angels. You're surrounded by the Spirit of God, and I just declare victory in your life. Hallelujah. My friend Michael W. Smith has written a song, and he's going to sing it right now, and then I'm going to be back to pray for you, and he is here to help you fight your battles. So I want you to listen to this song, and then I'm going to pray. It's a wonderful day of victory here at Breakout Radio Church.
The word says, "For the spirit of heaviness, put on the garment of praise." That's how we fight our battles.
Yeah.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. Yeah. What we're doing tonight. This is how I fight my battles. Just when you think you're lost. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Hey.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. 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 This is how I fight my battles.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's how we fight our battles, isn't it, Gene? Gene's coming to help me pray. We're going to pray for those of you that are under attack today. And, you know, we just got word a couple of days ago, a couple that their marriage has just been under attack. It looked like there was no hope for their marriage, and they just gave us a report that God has healed their marriage. They're back together, and the D word, the divorce word, is not being used. It's amazing how God comes through, isn't it, Jean?
Yes, it is. God is our source in every area of our lives. We just trust Him.
Yeah, we've learned over the years that that God fights our battles.
Yes, He does.
We cooperate with Him, but He's with us. We're not alone. And, you know, we know the Bible said that if anybody be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. All things have become new. So we are in Christ. And when the enemy comes in, you know, the Bible says in Isaiah 59, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And so sometimes we just get overwhelmed. We get overwhelmed, don't we?
Yes, we
do. By things that are happening in our lives, our finances, our children, our marriage, our business, our health. And but the Bible said the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. And so you and I are going to set ourselves in agreement right here behind this microphone. And we're going to pray for the members of Breakout Radio Church that are under attack today, or members of their family, whatever it may be. You know the wasp is buzzing, and you know that there's an attack. And so we use spiritual weapons. So Father Gene and I, hallelujah, I feel the Holy Ghost, Gene. Hallelujah. Gene and I set ourselves in agreement in the name of Jesus for every one of you that are under attack. I don't know what's going on. I just sense that some of you are under tremendous load, under tremendous heaviness, depression. You just feel depressed. Some of you feel like taking your own life today. Some of you are so heavy. Everything seems dark around you, helplessness and hopelessness. And you may not be under, you may not be threatened physically, but emotionally, you're under it today. I know what all of those attacks. I went through major depression years ago when I was even when I was a pastor. So Gene and I have experienced these things. But in the name of Jesus, we break every attack of the enemy. You're under our watch, and as members of Breakout Radio Church, we have authority, spiritual authority. He's given us authority in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brikura Briana Mandala Basura Briita Bashakara Barrieta Basai Mandar Briita Bashara Bronda Bikita Bisara Botori Biita Bashakatai. We break every attack of the enemy that has come against you now in the name of Jesus. Every deceiving spirit, every lying spirit. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus, we declare that no weapon that is being formed against you today, no weapon that is being formed against you will prosper. You're surrounded. You're surrounded by the love of Jesus. You're surrounded by warring angels, by protective angels, by the God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and you're surrounded by people. Hallelujah. It seems like you're surrounded by all the powers of darkness, but I'm here to tell you that you're surrounded. Hallelujah. You're surrounded by Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. We know that God can turn things around in the next 24 hours.
In one day. This couple wrote and said to us that God turned their marriage around in 1 hour.
1 hour?
God turned their marriage around in 1 hour.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So God can do it. And we praise God and we thank God for the victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we express our testimony. Why don't you declare not what you see with your natural eye or what you hear with your natural ear, but why don't you declare what you're hearing with your spiritual ears and you're seeing with your spiritual eyes. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is at work. He's at work. Why don't you thank Him and praise Him? God, we praise You and thank You and glorify You and magnify Your name. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 For those of you that don't know the Lord, you're not a Christian. You've never asked Jesus to come into your heart, forgive you of your sins. Or maybe you don't know for sure. You say, I just don't know. If I was to die today, I don't know where I would go. I was, Gene and I had a meal in a restaurant a few days ago, and I went into the restroom in order to wash my hands, and there was a man in there cleaning the restroom, and I spoke to him, and I said, do you know the Lord? Well, I'm not sure, I think. I said, if you were to die today, would you go to heaven? He said, I don't know. So I led him to Jesus right there in that restroom. And so if you don't know, you can know. Hallelujah. He wants to give you the assurance. And the Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so maybe you're a backslider far away from God. And you say, I just need to recommit my life to Him today. I want you to say this prayer with me. Would you right now? Just say it out loud. Lord Jesus, I believe You're the Son of God. I believe You died on the cross for my sins. I believe You arose on the third day. I ask You, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart, forgive me of my sins. I accept You today as my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. And if you said that prayer, I want you to go to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. And if you will click on Breakout Ministries, then you can go right to Breakout Radio Church. Breakout Radio Church. And there is a membership link right there. It says Church Membership Form. If you will fill that out, or maybe you've been attending church, you've never become a member, and we have had some problems with our membership link now for several weeks. So maybe say, I've sent a form in, but I haven't got a confirmation. If you haven't got a confirmation, fill it out again. There's a church membership form. You can put a prayer request down, a comment, and then you submit that, and we will give you a confirmation. We will have you on our membership row. I've been praying for members today. I've been praying for you today. I've been calling your names in prayer, and so thankful to have you. You can become a member today. A member today, just go to bpnradio.com, and if you just go to Breakout Ministries and the Breakout Radio Church, you can fill out the membership card. I want to give you an opportunity to give today, and you got to know that Breakout Radio Church is sponsored by the members of Breakout Radio Church. We so appreciate those of you that are faithful in giving your tithes and your contributions. We're so grateful and so very, very thankful to you. And so I want to give you an opportunity to give today. Give your tithes and offerings. You know, the Bible says in Luke chapter 6, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your bosom. For the same measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Another translation says, for if you give, you will get. Your gift will return to you. Now, some people are saying, well, I just don't believe that I'm ordered to give to get. Now, what about the farmer that goes out to plant some corn, and he just says, well, I'm not planting this corn. I'm just going out here to plant it for fun. I'm not expecting any return. No. The Bible says if we sow, we can expect to receive. So the farmer sows the seed, and he doesn't expect to get corn the next week. But he's consistent. There's something about giving on a regular basis. When you receive your income, when you receive your paycheck, when you receive money that comes into your hand, 10% of that belongs back to God, where you get your spiritual food. If you get your spiritual food, if you're a member of Breakout Radio Church, then your tithes and contributions goes to Breakout Radio Church. Gene and I, we're not traveling at the moment except for maybe a special event or two. So we are here on Sunday after Sunday preaching the gospel and giving oversight to Breakout Radio Church. We have members all across America and many nations of the world. What an opportunity we have to be able to preach the gospel across America and around the world. And so the Bible says if you give, you will get. Your gift will return to you in full and overflowing measure, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more and running over. Whatever measure you used to give, large or small, will be used to measure what is giving back to you. If you sow sparingly, the Bible said you reap sparingly. If you sow bountifully, the Bible says you will reap bountifully. And so I declare in the name of Jesus that you will reap bountifully. Hallelujah, as you give. And so you can make your check payable to Breakout Ministries. You can send that to P.O. Box 91985. Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985. Austin, Texas, 78709. Austin, Texas, 78709. Or, of course, you can use your PayPal credit card or debit card. And if you go to bpnradio.com, there is a donate button right at the top of your page. And you see, when you click on that, you see Dale and Jean Gentry's picture. You see Jean and I's picture, and then you just click on that donate button again. And as you click on that, it will say donate to Breakout Ministries. You put the amount, and then you donate with your PayPal. If you want to donate with a debit or credit card, that is right below there. So it's very simple to use. And I just want to give you an opportunity right now to write out a check or go to the donate button on bpnradio.com. Father, I just pray for everyone that is giving today. I pray for those that are giving their tithes and contributions. Hallelujah. And for members of Breakout Radio Church, I bless them right now. And I ask you to bless them in Jesus' name as they give in the name of the Lord. Hey, I want to make an announcement or two before we go that Breakout Radio Church is now sponsoring Preaching Sunday, giving an opportunity for people to preach on Sunday. We're now having 18 hours of preaching on bpnradio.com. We're calling it Preaching Sunday. And if you would like to be involved in Preaching Sunday, you can do that. All you have to do is contact my son Rick Gentry, and he is ready to help you. That is Rick Gentry, bpnradio@gmail.com. Rick Gentry at bpnradio@gmail.com. His phone number is 214-918-8707, and he can help you. Don't forget one of our team members, Rhonda Kinsler. Rhonda Kinsler, you know Rhonda's doing biblical counseling. You can go to our Facebook page and get all that information. Well, Gene, we're about to run out of time here.
It's been a great day, and we're so thankful for all of our members and all of you that joined us today.
Yes. Yes, we're thankful for Aliona Perchuka that helps us every Sunday, and Michael Schoenborn, and we are thankful for you.
Yes, we're thankful for all of our team.
Thank you. Yes, we are. Thank you, Gene. I love you. Y'all have a wonderful day. Wonderful day. Thanks for attending today.
We love you.
Yes, we do. Have a wonderful day. Remember, this program is going to be replayed every day of the week. God bless you.